We're talking Fords today in the Classics World Chat Show here at the NEC Classic Motor Show. So we brought along, who better to talk Fords than the editor of Classic Ford magazine, Simon Woolley.
Hello, thank you for having me.
You've been involved with the Ford team for a long, long time. Classic Ford, Fast Ford. You've owned a certain number of Fords, shall we say. Let's get to the meat and two of that. Why are you involved with Fords? Why do you love Ford so much?
It goes back to my youth when we used to knock about in cheap cars, and if you didn't drive a Mini, you usually drove a Fiesta or an Escort, and that's where it all started. I was lucky enough to own a Cosworth for a few years in the 2000s. I've had quite a few Mark 1 Escorts, a Capri, quite a lot of Anglias, too many Cortinas to count now.
Man of exquisite taste, and not a single Eco Sport to report, I hope.
Not yet.
Good, not ever, hopefully. Phil, you're sort of a resident Ford man as well. You've got Ford in the family bloodline for years as well, haven't you?
Well, yes, famously I went to the Dagenham factory for my birthday trip with my friends.
Not Laser Quest.
I say
like
friends,
that.
Plural, that was actually a bit ambition. Friend, probably more likely. But they were still making cars back then, it was 1987. Great, and we had Fords in the family. My mum had a Mark 1 Escort, which got stolen in Sidcup in Kent. And then she rung the police to give the reg number, gave them the wrong reg number, and the police arrested a guy in a Ford Cortina.
The
poor guy was a bit unsuspecting, but anyway, it was fine. We got the car back. It was really slow. It was like a 1.1 Escort, and it got overtaken by lorries. My first car was a Mark IV Ford Escort 1.4 LX. Early 1988, when the factories were on strike, Ford were having industrial disputes back even in the 80s, so it was one of only two that the dealer could lay their hands on. So I got one in Stratos silver with two-tone, the grey, the red pinstripe, and the slide and tilt sunroof.
Oh, you were the king of the car park in that.
I felt like it, yes.
That's
probably
a very desirable car now, it has to be said.
It's worth hundreds of pounds.
I did search it on the DVLA thing, and it was last MOT'd many years ago, unfortunately.
Oh, that's a shame. Someone wanted the sunroof. We've all been involved with Fords, me less so than these two. I haven't owned any Fords, but I've been involved with them through this job, very fortunate to be inundated with blowovers of all years. We want to talk about our favourite Fords. So, Simon, at the risk of getting some things thrown at you by readers who don't own the cars you mentioned, let's get to it. If I were to say to you, pick a Ford, pick your favourite Ford, you're going to have one in the garage, what's it going to be?
I've really had to think about this, but going back to my youth again, it has to be a Mark 1 Fiesta XR2, because when I started driving, that was the car of most of our dreams. Like, I had a couple of friends that had them. That was always my dream car.
You're not alone in that. Loads of people love those cars.
We did our XR2 triple test, didn't we?
Depending on where the time is, that we may or may not have put the video up by now, that we compared all three generations of XR2, and I've never seen you come back from a drive more happy,
It was a diamond white Mark 1, and it was great.
Simon, what would your spec be then, if you were going to have one? Would you keep it standard or modify it, or what colour would you have?
You obviously know me well. All we did was mess about with cars. You had to make them better. In the early 90s, there was a particular XR2 that shocked everyone, and it was built by a guy called Dave Edmonds. And there's a really famous issue of Fast Car with that car on the cover next to a 308 GTB. And bearing in mind this is still this original engine, albeit worked, it actually out-accelerated the Ferrari. So It was 0-60 in 5.1 seconds.
Whoa!
This is from a shonky old Ford Crossflow. And that, when that issue came out, I just remember me and my friends being absolutely, what is this? It's incredible. So that car's always stayed with me. So if I had the money now, I would go out of my way to try and replicate that.
Oh, that's probably cool. Yeah. I know you're not one for modifying cars, but you've got to admit that's cool.
That is very cool, I have to say.
But from a modifying enthusiast to you, Mr. Whedon, what would your first Ford of choice be? If I was to say to you, here's the keys to any blue oval, what's it going to be?
Well, naturally, I had a list that was way too long, so narrowing it down was quite hard.
From 35 to 1.
Exactly. So I'm going to give it a go. But my first choice is a Mark 1 Capri. A 3000 GT, ideally, please. The only way is Essex. However, I love the purity of form of a Mark 1 Capri.
You're gorgeous.
I love the looks of them. You know, like, Americana styling has always been a bit in vogue, particularly the 50s and 60s in Britain. We aped American styling, didn't we? And that was the point of the Capri. It was meant to be the British/European Mustang, right?
Yeah, exactly.
But I think in terms of how they faithfully sort of recreated the spirit of Americana styling, but making it proper.
They're so gorgeous. Even, I mean, cards on the table, I'm not a huge Capri fan, but I will admit that a Mark 1 in the right spec.
It's okay, because they're not huge, so you can be a regular size Capri fan.
It's small Capri, it's not an electric thing.
Yes, a Mark 1 3000 GT. Pre-facelift, please, when I get to, you know, before they change
the
lights.
What colour? I'm going to judge you on the colour choice. What colour?
Oh, no. I don't know. Hadn't thought of that bit.
I would recommend the sort of aubergine colour, actually.
Aubergine, very
man's
good.
Man's got class.
I like that.
That's cool.
Very good. I'll go with that. An aubergine Mark 1 pre-facelift 3000 GT. There's a mouthful.
Excellent. Would you want the full XLR spec, so with all the toys?
Yes.
Map lights?
Yes.
Extra gauges?
Of course.
Fake side vents?
Yes. You might as well go for the whole hog.
Say yes and you can't go wrong.
Exactly.
So mine would be a similar first choice. So again, I'm not from a Ford family. My parents haven't owned Fords. I've never owned one. But there's always been a certain few that have caught my eye. And when we got one as a project car and I spent some time with it and I did a couple of road trips in it and I fell in love with it, I thought, maybe I could be a Ford guy after all. And that, gentleman, is the Mark 3 Cortina.
Wonderful choice.
They look gorgeous. They're like a mini muscle car. Don't matter what spec, even as an estate, they're cool. But any other spec, they're gorgeous. And that for me is the complete contrast, because a lot of people would argue the dip era for Ford was kind of the late 80s, where cars like the facelift Sierra and the Mark 4 Escort and the Mark 3 4 Fiesta, that was demonstrating Ford being complacent, you know, and half-arsing a lot of the facelifts and the interiors, and the quality went down. Ford rested on its laurels. But a Mark 3 Cortina was the opposite, where they threw everything at it. It didn't just gently facelift the previous generation. It got new looks, it was bigger, it was wider, new interior, some new engines, new suspension to make it more comfortable, new variants, more trims than ever. And it got a bit of superstar appeal, particularly when Gene Hunt drove one, you know, more recently. For me, that was Ford showing what it could do, and it deservedly topped the sales charts. I like a Mark 1 Cavalier, I like a Morris Marina, but neither of them is a Mark 3 Cortina, and they're just fabulous.
That was one of our project cars that you did not want to hand back.
So gutted we sold it. Honestly, if it came off, I'm still in contact with the current owner and said, if that comes up for sale, please let me buy it, because I miss it. And it was fabulous, and they've got such a character, and they look gorgeous, and yeah, I absolutely adore it. And if I was going to have one, it would have to be a GXL with the quad lights. I'd be tempted to go for the aubergine colour you mentioned, Simon, because I think they suit it. And all the extra gauges and the real wood. Yeah, I think they're just fabulous. And honestly, nothing Ford made since, certainly Ford of Europe, came close to capturing that level of cool, as far as I'm concerned. I think they're brilliant. Even our one, I don't care what spec it is. You know, we had a 1.6L with one door mirror, you know, and a cross flow, you know, and it was lovely. I just loved it.
It was great. Yeah. It was great.
Properly fantastic.
No, I do agree, actually. The Mark 3 is peak. Yeah,
brilliant. In terms of styling. Seal of approval, there we go. I think the thing is, but the late 80s was when Ford thought it could do no wrong. In the late 60s and late 70s was when it actually could do no wrong. And they seem to be topping every sales chart. But with that said, Simon, let's say you've got your dream Ford two-car garage. You've got your Mark 1 XR2 on one side. You need a companion to that. What's it going to be?
Well, unfortunately, this probably wouldn't fit in a garage, but I do have a thing for Mark 5 Transits, which... Everyone calls the smiley face Transit because of the shape of the grille.
Yeah. Just brilliant, aren't they? That is peak Transit for me.
In the late 90s, we were doing a lot of shows, and most weekends we've been hiring vans to take all the stuff, and we would always ask for a Mark 5 Transit. They were just absolutely amazing. We just went all over the place in them. The interiors are incredible. We always used to try and get the what's called the banana engine, which is the 2.5 DI, which is it's the engine that will still run after the apocalypse. It just goes on and on and on. You can't kill them, honestly.
The least refined engine ever made. The whole dashboard vibrates.
But just incredible. Unfortunately, they rust, are so bad for rust.
And why the smiley face one? Why not the one before it?
Hasn't dated as well. The smiley face, you just look at it and think, yeah, they nailed it. Also, Supervan 3 has that front end. Such a good van. I'd love to find one. Yeah. Every time I see one for sale, it's hanging. So yeah, there will be one waiting for me somewhere.
I think a camper van build one, you should do that. Maybe put a Duratec V6 in it or something.
Oh, no, it's got to be banana engine, sorry, yeah, just exactly. For the nostalgic vibes.
Yeah. Mr. Whedon, next to your Mark 1 Capri 3-litre GT with all the bits and pieces, what would you have?
Right, so I've gone the other end of the age spectrum now. I've gone quite a bit newer. But having said that, this car is still 27 years old. But anyway, it's the Mark 1 Ford Focus.
Oh, what a choice.
Because you talk about Ford's malaise in the 80s, but by the time they'd nicked market share for British Leyland, come the 70s and into the 80s, that's when the complacency sets in, right? Because they didn't have to try so hard. The cars were good, but they were not great. They lost their way, and European and Japanese competitors just came out with better cars. So the Richard Parry Jones effect has to kick in come the early 90s, initially with the Mondeo in 93, and then with the Focus, which I think is the absolute zenith, because the Mondeo is good, but actually I prefer the edgy styling, literally the new edge styling of the Focus. So for me, the Mark 1 Focus is a really high watermark for Ford of Europe, and it never got better. And actually, you lament where Ford of Europe is now, where it's effectively selling kind of rebadged VWs and things like that, and trying to sell Ford Pumas and Cougar SUVs and stuff. The Ford Focus is a high point.
Yeah, absolutely. I think when we look at 90s as being peak car, which a lot of people do talk about now, the cars that come to mind are cars like the E39 5 Series, the Mazda MX-5, and the Mark 1 Focus. And it is, I've never driven a car that even in humble spec is feels so much like a driver's car, that even a 1.6 is a great fun thing to chuck around.
I think the good thing about the Mark 1 Focus is, even when the suspension is completely knackered, it still handles really well.
Yeah. I think we've also talked with Matt Furious Driving on a previous episode of the chat show, and he said, that is the modern classic that people are sleeping on now. Get one before they all go, and I absolutely agree. I kind of want one of those.
Yeah.
Great car.
What about your choice?
So my choice is similar kind of era. Now, I should preface this by saying, again, fast forwards, there is a lot of them that I don't fully understand. Escort RS Turbo, not one for me. XR3i, no, don't get it. And Sierra Cosworths are £1 million now, so that's out of the question. But there's one fast forward that is relatively affordable and is every bit as good as the hype behind it, and arguably better than the hype behind it, and it is the Mark III Mondeo ST220.
Good choice.
Fantastic car. The Mark III
Mondeo. Excellent car.
Exactly. Yeah. The Mark III Mondeo as itself is a great car. Again, like you say, that kind of peak Ford era, brilliant car. Then you put the Duratec V6 in it, and you give it a bit of a sporty look and some nice Recaros, and it looks sporty without drawing attention to itself. It's not got a big whale tail and a massive body kit, and you end up with almost a bit of a Q car, a bit like a Sapphire Cosworth, in that it's not shouting about it, but secretly it's fast, and it handles well, and it's comfortable. And the amount of press that drove one at the time and just raved about it. I mean, even Clarkson famously said, every time he drives an ST220, you get out and wonder why anyone buys anything else. I saw one the other day, and it was kind of a sort of middle-aged chap, you know, entirely standard, a little bit of a fruity exhauster, and I just looked over and just gave him a nod of respect, you know, because it's just, that's a connoisseur's choice.
That particular model escaped the sort of the modifying craze, yeah. I think, because it's quite a hard engine to tune, but also there was so much choice at that point that, yeah, it did get a bit sidelined, but it's kind of done it a favour in a way, in that you can still buy a decent example now that hasn't been messed about with and is in good shape, but crippling fuel consumption.
Oh, God, yeah, there's like 25 to the gallon if you will it. Not to mention, if you buy a post 07 one, the tax is murderous. So cheap does come with an asterisk, as we always say.
Can I ask a cheeky question?
Do tell.
If we've picked our favourite Fords, is there a low point?
EcoSport, or New Capri, or Cougar, or what's that other horrible SUV thing?
The Explorer.
Explorer, that's the one. You keep going, I'll think of some more.
Okay, Simon?
I'm going to go with the Cougar, with the K, Cougar. I think that's a pretty... I apologise if anyone has one, but yeah, that was a low point for me.
Well, it has to be, for me, it has to be Mark V Escort.
Yeah.
I love Mark V Escorts.
I mean, it's that kind of, they're so bad they're good thing, and of course they did get better.
They did get better, yeah.
Well, technically when they're the Mark 6, I think you can say,
yeah, but there is still a modicum of goodness in there.
And well, we drove one for the channel, 1.4 LX, no anti-roll bar, nothing, the seats are peeling off, and just, if you want to sort of see a car built by accountants, that's that one.
Yeah, but don't forget that all the SUVs are cars built by marketing departments, and we know how well that goes. So. I think what we can see with Ford is that there is something for everyone. I mean, the proof in the pudding is, even if you're not a Ford person, there is a Ford that will appeal to you, whether it's the big ones, the small ones, the classics. So I think, first of all, do let us know in the comments who picked best. But which one of our classic Ford choices was the best? Obviously, Simon is the most aware of these things, the most knowledgeable on these things. Do let us know in the comments what your favourite Ford is. And in the meantime, do go and check out Classic Ford magazine. It's out every month. Simon, do a cracking job, we must say so, sir.
Thank you.
Some wonderful cars in there. There's some lovely subscription offers. Shop.kelsey.co.uk, if I'm not mistaken.
Well done, yes. And of course, a big plug for our Ford shows in 2026.
Classic Ford Show and Ford Fair at South of England and Silverstone, respectively. So we will see you there, making lovely videos about Fords. Do go and look at all our Ford videos on the channel. There are literally dozens on all sorts of Fords, from the Mark V Escort to the Mark 1 XR2. But in the meantime, thank you very much for watching. Don't forget to subscribe to us as well for all our future content, and we will see you very soon.
Thank you.
Thank you.